Expectant parents in the 21st century have a lot of options to consider when it comes to childbirth, and many are looking for more natural or traditional approaches. Enter the Mobtown Doulas, Carla Paisley and Emily Leffler-Schulman. Doulas provide physical, emotional, and informational support before, during, and just after childbirth, and use methods and techniques that have been around for centuries. Both women come to the practice after having worked in other fields for years, but each seems to have found her true calling as a doula. On a recent visit to the studio, I asked how they made the transition to their new careers. We hear first from Carla and then from Emily.
Well, I think for me, it was just an experience that as when you become a mother, it's something that is one of those unforgettable moments in a lifetime. And I had the pleasure of being able to be served and supported by some wonderful people each time I gave birth. And it was really an opportunity, I think, when thinking about my own maternity care and thinking about the support that I had and that I enjoyed, not just from my husband, but from other members of my family who were able to step in and provide care that I didn't realize that I really even needed. I wanted to somehow be able to turn that into something that I could provide for other people.
And I think that mirrors my experience as well. It definitely started with my first pregnancy. I did not know anything about pregnancy or birth or parenting before I became pregnant the first time, other than, you know, that my mom had done it and, you know,
everybody does it.
Right. But you know, she was always very frank about, you know, how I was born, you know, in terms of the experience and her choices. And so, you know, I'm kind of a researcher. So when I got pregnant, I did a lot of reading and tried to make some informed choices. And it became a personal interest even after my children were born that stayed with me. And a friend about 4 years ago invited me to be present at her birth and be her birth partner because her husband was going to be out of the country. And so that was an honor. It was an honor to be able to support her and just an amazing experience and to be in a different role in that room. And, you know, something that grew into a decision about a professional change. So
the miracle of birth, that's not an overstatement.
Right.
I mean, it really is a fantastically magical thing to experience. And I would think that being there to guide people through that experience must be really gratifying work.
Incredibly. I think that, you know, we don't come with any type of notion that our presence can shift the tide or change the climate around a birth, but really it's just about empowering and being a witness to a moment that happens once. And there's something that is absolutely just wonderful about being able to be there and bear witness to something that happens. But it's a transition that, you know, you walk into a room with a laboring or birthing mother and you walk out a different person because the person that you have attended or the person that you've served is a different person suddenly after being able to give birth.
What exactly, a doula, is there a technical term or is it more of a one of those words that sort of has evolved with time and how we practice childbirth and the practice of being a doula? Is it a formal training or is it more of a experiential thing?
I'd say all of the above.
Absolutely.
The word itself, it comes from a Greek term for servant.
Yes.
So it's the idea that you are there to serve the mom, to serve the family, to support. You'll sometimes hear that same role referred to as a childbirth companion,
right.
Labor companion,
yes.
Childbirth support, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And really the role varies depending on the needs of the family. You know, in some cases it's a very much a role of emotional support. Sometimes it's physical support. Sometimes it's informational support or advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly a role historically, you know, no matter what you call it, that's been around for a very, very long time.
Right. And it's something that can extend. It doesn't end when the baby is born. I think that typically the role of doula is associated solely with birth or labor, but a doula can extend into well into the childbearing year and the child rearing year because I think that in having babies right now, in these times, we're often expected as women to bounce straight back, and whether it's go back into career or go back into routine, it's the expectation is very high. And I think that a doula can also cushion that postpartum period, which is very tender. And it's a time that transition happens. And when it does, it happens rapidly. And sometimes we're not always prepared and ready for the shifts and the changes that occur. So a postpartum doula is something that can you can extend doula care not just through birth and labor, but well into baby's first year.
What do you think, when I was growing up, babies were born in hospitals. That seemed just the norm, you know, and a doctor delivered babies. But it was interesting in preparing to talk to you guys today to learn that really is just a very modern concept. And
Indeed.
That, of course, women delivered babies at home. You would have a support group with you. And it was really a women's realm, a very empowering, kind of a very strong feminist thing that
True.
Delivering
mm-hmm.
babies was this realm of women's work. And to have that taken away sort of deliberately and, systematically
yes.
is sort of startling to think that we went so far in that direction. And mm-hmm. now to see this movement sort of coming back to a lot of choices about birth mm-hmm. and doulas and midwives and home births, it's kind of a nice moment to be revisiting these ideas.
It's definitely an exciting time to come back to or to come to this profession. Emily and I spoke a while ago, and for us, a career change was, there was no question that this was something that we not only could do, but really felt compelled to do at this time. But not only you have hospital births, birth center births, home births, but doulas can span that spectrum. And the type of support that we might be able to provide to a client in a hospital might look a little bit different and feel a little bit different from what we can do for a client in a birth center or even at home.
You know, there's a lot of talk in health advocacy in general, you know, in all areas of health about making informed choices, right? And you know, there's been a lot of lip service towards, you know, patients' bills of rights and you know, informed consent. And but it's something that, you know, is specifically important when it comes to maternity care, to be able to make informed choices, because you're not, you know, you're not sick mm-hmm. and, you know, you're going through a life transition that affects multiple people, and you're making some pretty big decisions. And so it's important, just as in any other area of health, you know, you might be advised, well, bring a second person with you to a doctor's
right.
appointment to ask
mm-hmm.
questions, you know, make a mm-hmm. list of questions before you come in, you know, do your personal research. And the same goes in maternity care. And sometimes, you know, some of those roles can be filled by a doula, just to have someone who has a different breadth of experience, a different objective perspective, a different, you know, view on the long picture of pregnancy and childcare, to say, well, you know, let's consider the options here mm-hmm. and let's figure out what is the right fit for you, because mm-hmm. we know that women who are comfortable in their choices have healthier births.
Well, some of these statistics are really impressive. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not just, it sounds really lovely. It sounds kind of like a groovy thing to have a doula
right.
there with you, mm-hmm. but there's real benefits, like real health benefits to not just the babies, but the mothers and babies as well. I mean, that's very impressive that changes the experience for people so much.
It's true. I mean, it's not just a you know, warm and fuzzy, I'm going to sit by your side and stroke your hair and hold your hand. I mean, there are studies, there's statistics, there's evidence-based research to say, you know, having ongoing continuous labor support with a doula mm-hmm. can you know, provide a 31% decrease in the use of Pitocin, which is used for artificial induction of labor, 28% decrease in the risk of C-section.
That's amazing.
14% yeah. decrease in NICU admittance mm-hmm. rates of the newborn, and 9% decrease in use of pain medication.
Absolutely.
So these are huge factors, huge.
That's just amazing that, you know, and I think it's funny because you think of having a baby as this super empowering experience, which it really is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're incredibly vulnerable.
Incredibly. Mm-hmm.
You don't feel very powerful there mm-hmm. when you're like,
right.
you know, at the mercy, basically, of
right.
these forces around you. So having someone who knows what's going on, mm-hmm. has a clearer head than perhaps you do, that seems like a great way to go.
And someone who is also objective.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are emotionally invested, certainly, but we are able to operate under a bit of a separation because our role is to support the laboring couple mm-hmm. or the laboring mother if she happens to be somebody who's doing this alone. But our role is there not in replacement or in place of a father's support or a partner's support, but we're there emotionally to support and hold space. That's something that a lot of doulas say. We hold space for and make that laboring space a safe place for a mother to feel vulnerable, to be able to tap into whatever power she knows she has, or to be reminded every now and again that, you know, this is something that you can do. A lot of times there is a bit of a misconception that a doula is there to really take the role of and replace the role of a supportive partner. But in many cases, we're there not only in support of the laboring mother, but in support of the partner as well. Because at that point, it's not only the laboring mother who feels vulnerable, but often the partner is shunted aside as decisions are made, and there's terminology that is thrown about in a labor room, whether it's in the hospital or at home or in a birth center, and it's nice to have that interpretation. It's nice to have somebody there who can remind both parties, you know, this is the plan, or these are the mm-hmm. wishes that you wish for us to help you uphold, and we're just here to help and make certain that that your wishes and your desires are followed.
Well, I would think that you're seeing more changes in just the way people are approaching childbirth. You've been doing this for a few years now, and it just seems like the more we learn, the more old-fashioned childbirth almost seems to become, which is a very strange thing. But maybe we were doing it right all those years, and we just have to get back to basics.
Truly. I think the approach is changing, and it's very encouraging, especially in a hospital sense, to see a lot more of the methods that perhaps our grandparents' generation enjoyed, or maybe even before our grandparents' generation. But it's really, really encouraging to see some different things happening in a hospital setting. It's also encouraging to see how many more people are starting to choose out-of-hospital births when it's something that is a safe option for them. This is a great time for us. Yeah. I do have to say, you know, it's definitely
as long
a
as
great
people
time.
Keep having babies, right. Which I do have a feeling you know? They will. You know,
yeah, I think there are a couple of factors in play. I mean, there is a larger sort of cultural trend. I mean, we see that in food with farm to table. You know, right. There's sort of a national nostalgia for, you know, the way we used to do things,
right.
And you know, removing some of those levels of separation that you know from how we you know attain sort of these you know. Primal things that are part of being alive, right?
Right, right.
So, and you know, the other thing is that I think people have started to notice that, I mean, we have an over 30% C-section rate in this country, and that is widely recognized as being, you know, much higher than it needs to be.
Yes.
I mean, the World Health Organization has said really 10 to 15% is reasonable. Beyond that, the risks aren't outweighing the benefits. And so a lot of folks are looking at, well, what can we do to change that? Why is that happening? Is it, you know, the choices that we're making leading up to birth itself? Is it, you know, are they elective C-sections? Are they, you know, what is playing in there? And can we change how we're looking at the decisions from the get-go? Because surely we can't be saying that one in three women are capable of giving birth without a C-section.
Well, it seems like a great time to be getting into this field. I love the idea of reinventing yourself and coming to such a really sort of basic and awesome thing. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today
and
talking
about
it.
Thank you.
The Mobtown Doulas are Carla Paisley and Emily Leffler-Schulman. You can find out about the whole range of birth-related services they offer online at mobtowndoulas.com, and you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.